So air conditioning is one way to deal with heat. But in the United Arab Emirates, scientists are trying to make it rain more, and they have an ambitious plan to do that. Build an artificial mountain. The UAE gets an average of about 3 inches of rain a year, and a man-made mountain would potentially create clouds, and those clouds would, in theory, produce rain. Joining us now is Bruce Bowe, who's Vice President of Meteorology at Weather Modification Incorporated. He's with us via Skype. Bruce, welcome to you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So tell us how this would work. How would building a mountain make it rain?
Well, I don't know if you've ever been to the Middle East, particularly to the UAE, but humidity is very, very high there, in spite of the fact that they're a desert, because they're on the Arabian Gulf, and it's very hot, and the capacity for the air to hold moisture is very high. And so the amount of water in the atmosphere is extreme. The problem is that the lifting necessary to cool and condense that and get it out of the atmosphere as rain isn't always present. And I think that's where the idea of building a mountain came from. I expect that there's onshore flow that would bring that very humid air onto the coast, but they need some mechanism to lift it, and hence the mountain.
How big would a mountain have to be to do what they want to be done? Does it have to be as big as the Colorado Rockies, or what are we talking about?
No, it could be much, much smaller than that. I haven't done the calculations, but in theory, what happens is when you lift air that has moisture in it, it cools essentially adiabatically, which means about 10 degrees centigrade per kilometer. Generally, the dew point's very high there, and so the cooling wouldn't have to be that dramatic. I would guess hundreds of meters at least, but perhaps not even a kilometer to produce the condensation. The greater concern I have is not so much the size of the mountain, but how wide does it have to be? Because if you can think of putting a boulder in a stream, the water flows around it, and the same would be true of a mountain if it was just a single obstacle. And so I think to get a handle on that, they really need to do some modeling or something to get a better feel for how big this obstacle is going to have to be.
What would be ideal for it to be made out of to create rain?
Oh, gosh, I think that's irrelevant for rain. It just needs to be an obstacle. You know, I haven't thought about this, Jeremy, but I guess if I was going to do it, I'd do it with something that's relatively lightweight and inexpensive.
Well, has anyone ever done something like this before?
Not that I've heard of.
Now, the UAE has also been seeding clouds to create rain. Why is that not as effective as this, or is it as effective as building a mountain?
First of all, you have to have a cloud, and that's a big part of their problem. They live in a desert. The idea of cloud seeding is predicated on the assumption that you have clouds that are, if not precipitating, at least reasonably close to precipitating, so you can give them a nudge and get them over that hump, so to speak. This approach really is different in that it creates the cloud, and that's something cloud seeding does not do.
Well, do you think it's worth it to go through all of this effort to make it rain? Is there something better they could be doing?
Ah, boy, that's hard to say. Desalinization is always an option, but it's expensive. And I think what they are really looking for is a more cost-effective solution to their problem. When I was over in that part of the world last year, I was not in UAE. I was next door in Qatar. I'd never been in humidity that high before, and I couldn't believe it because here I was in a desert. But in Doha itself, the capital of Qatar, the dew point was 86 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 30 degrees Celsius, which is an unimaginable amount of water in the atmosphere. And if you can somehow get that out of the atmosphere, you know, if you can trigger a thunderstorm or something that's going to, if you're going to release some instability that's already in the atmosphere that otherwise wouldn't happen by building that mountain, should they be successful, the payback could be quite significant.
And maybe the UAE will become a ski resort as well.
No, that's not going to happen.
Bruce Bowe, Vice President of Meteorology at Weather Modification Incorporated. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.